Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, big 11 o'clock hour. You know, for a while, we've been, sometimes we get into this whole beach stuff this time of year, and this sea of people say, you've never been to the Delaware beaches. Oh, it's Xanadu. It's utopia. So before I go to Dan Gaffney, who's heard on Saturdays here on Talk Radio 1210 and across all of Delaware, I want to play for you what he asked his listeners about this today, some of the calls he got on it, and let's settle this Great Shore debate. I know there's some Outer Islands people, too. My God. Come on, you got the world right here with the Jersey beaches. Why are we seeing these expats that are fleeing the Jersey beaches? Here's what happened on the Gaffney Show today.
Oh, yes. I split my time between here and New Jersey every week. And I catch hell in New Jersey because I tell them, I don't like your beach. I can't stand the beach up there. It is compact. It is mainly clamshell. You have to wear flip-flops just walking down the water on a regular day because they have a lot of shells.
What are the positives then for the Delaware beaches over New Jersey's beaches?
The water is cleaner. The sand is true sand. It is clean. It is fluffy. You can put your toes in it. You can move it.
Delaware beaches are really nice. I mean, I guess really the only thing about the Jersey beach, for say like Wildwood Beach, you got to walk probably close to a mile to get to the water. I love Delaware beaches because you can really take your boat in the bay, pull up to one of the bars, get something to eat, have a drink, even walk to the ocean.
What the heck are these maniacs talking about? This guy's going off on the clamshells and flip-flops and fluffy sand. What do you have, a team of geologists down there in Delaware that listen to the Dan Gaffney Show?
It's all about the feet health, apparently, with that guy. Well, those were two
Absolutely.
People from New Jersey that loved the Delaware beaches better.
Well, that was great work by you to pull this out. Now, look, I only have a little bit of experience with it, Dan. How much do you have with the Jersey beaches?
I have very little. But here's what I learned from my listeners today who have moved to Delaware from New Jersey. It wasn't just those two. They say the water is cleaner. We have no beach fees. The towns are nicer. And here are the two that I guarantee you will love. No sales tax. And low property tax. But that's more for people moving here than just the beach, right? But those are
I do like it. So there's no Delaware beaches that have any beach tax.
No beach fees. You might pay to park in a particular town, but there's no money. You don't have to pay to go on the beach. Now, if it's a state park, and there are some of these, there's mm-hmm. a fee to get into the park, but it's not a particular.
Yeah, no, that's no, that's fair enough. I mean, here in the Wildwood, you have to pay, but there's a lot of spaces where you can park if you're willing to walk two or three blocks. And how about the sand? This guy you found, I thought we were in Bermuda or something, hearing the sand in Delaware. Oh, you got to try Delaware sand. I want to rush over there right now.
Yeah. Well, it is nice. You'd be surprised at the at the smoothness of the beach. Dewey Beach, which is a great beach where you can be on the ocean in large, white, wide, white sand, and you can walk across the street, and you're in the Delaware, not the Delaware Bay, but the Rehoboth Bay. So that guy's right. You can park your boat on the bay, go to a bar, literally walk two blocks, and you're at the ocean. That's kind of a cool beach. Yeah,
I would agree with that. So which is the big now, one thing I like that they did, though, I like this. They didn't let their beaches get befouled. They took action last summer, I guess it was, or maybe the summer before. We had these giant tents. People are actually building things that could be 30 or 40 feet long. And Rehoboth put in a law that you can't do that. So, they were on top. Is Rehoboth the big beach?
I would beach say town. That if there was ever a golden mile, the money mile in this whole state, it's Rehoboth Beach. That's your key beach. If you want to experience like a small town, small beach town with a nice little boardwalk, amusement parks, the saltwater taffy, that's where you would want to go. And it's not overly tacky. It's not a tacky, trashy kind of boardwalk. It's very peaceful. The restaurants are world-class on almost every block and every street. So Rehoboth is a good starting point for sure. Absolutely.
Well, that's the thing I took umbrage at the most there with that guy, though, because the Jersey town, Stan, aside from the beaches, they're so diverse. I mean, this is true diversity, right? Going from Cape May to Wildwood in 5 to 7 minutes, 10 minutes tops maybe. That's a world of difference. It's just incredibly different.
Absolutely. Look, here's what we have here. Speaking of diversity, we have Lewis, which is on the Delaware Bay. That's your fishing and family and history kind of place. Very old, very historic, but very quiet. Rehoboth Beach, I just explained it. Then you have just south of that, Dewey Beach, which is the number one party spot, a reputation of a party spot for Washington, D.C., and everyone who wants to get away and rent a beach house with a bunch of people and just cut loose. That's Dewey Beach. You go further south through the Delaware Seashore State Park beaches, very remote, not a lot, nothing built up. Then you get into Bethany Beach, very small little boardwalk, very small town. It's called the Quiet Resorts, okay? It's known for peaceful. It's much more peaceful than Rehoboth. Then you get into Fenwick Island, same kind of thing. It's part of the Quiet Resorts. And then, boom, you're out of the state. We're a small state, Dom. Then you're into Ocean City, Maryland, which is a big built-up place, and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So where does Joe Biden have that palatial beach house he's bought now? What town?
That's Rehoboth. There's a place in Rehoboth called North Shores. It's north of the town of Rehoboth, bordering a state park, the Cape and Lopen State Park. So there's an area of very upscale homes there, right on the ocean. That's where he has his place, in North Shores.
North Shores. Now, Dan, are you a lifelong Delawarean or Delawarean? Which one is the correct pronunciation?
Well, they say Delawarean. No, I moved here in the 80s. And then I met my wife here, and I've tried to go away a couple of times, but I think that the sand keeps pulling me back. So I'm not born here, no.
Well, because I was going to say, if you were in lifelong, you have to ask for absolution for sending Joe Biden to the nation for 47 or 50 years. Well, you're still there. You came back. That's only a venial sin, maybe, not the mortal sin of the rest of the Delawareans.
That's right.
Now, we hear
That's
you right. on Saturday on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, what time?
3 to 6.
3 to 6. And I heard you 1 week, and I'm a fan of this. I think you know I really believe in health, conditioning, and all that. But the avocado has stumped me. I heard you talking with Sue of Schwanksville, who I know, and talking about your avocado diet, an avocado a day, lower cholesterol. How's that working out? And you have to give me the best avocado advice. It seems to be for 5 seconds it's ripe, and then you have to pounce. Otherwise, you're smashing it with a hammer, or it's mushy.
Yeah, and you've just wasted $2 because they're so expensive now. Forget about it. Listen, dude, let me tell you what happened. I had a little heart thing. I had a stent put in March, and I decided, well, I better eat right. So I did nothing but plant-based whole food eating, and in 3 months dropped 40 pounds, and my cholesterol went from 202 to 93. Amazing.
Absolutely.
And an avocado is a part of it. I eat avocados. I eat whole grains, whole food, tons of vegetables, tons of fruit. No oil, no flour, no pasta, none of that stuff. Nothing that we like. I don't eat any of it.
No pasta. Oh, that's a killer.
I know.
Well, I'm a vegetarian of sorts. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know.
Yes. That. I do eat fish, though, so that now I'm into the pescatarian, I believe.
Right. So you're really not a vegetarian of sorts. You eat meat. Fish,
no, I don't eat. Well, okay.
Dan is now taking my stance. I love it. Dan Gaffney's on my side with this.
Right. Well, that's like saying I'm a vegetarian of sorts. I only eat meat two or three times a week, you know.
Well, you see, no, I don't. But, you know, you're taking a risk. You don't want to be seen as wimpy in talk radio. In the years that I revealed I'm a vegetarian, we're up to about 8% of the population. But I straddle. I definitely eat fish and pasta. Yeah, you have to eat pasta. But what's the secret with the avocado then? You just have to be
on
top
of
this?
Well, look, I don't know. You squeeze them at the store. And don't buy them when they're soft. You got to get them when they're still firm, and then do your ripening at home. Just kind of, I don't know. I just, you know what I really do, Dom? I buy them only three or four at a time.
Yes.
And I have to go to the store every other day to get them, you know, because I have to go every other day. But just buy one that's really hard, one that's a little less hard, and one that's soft. You can eat it that day. You just got to squeeze them all and then pick three or four that are different levels of firmness.
This is great talk radio. I mean, we are exploring things unbelievable here. So. All right. Well,
I thought
Dan,
I was talking about beaches. Here we are talking about squeezing avocados.
Of course. This is, we bring it all home together. Up. By the way, any more update on the noose story? Now, we have this Georgia story. I don't know if you talked about it on your daily show, where the state legislator has admitted now that she didn't exactly hear from a guy in this checkout line battle that he said, go back where you came from. What else has happened with the noose story in the Home Depot in Wilmington?
The police have revealed a customer tied the noose.
The store
had nothing to do with it. The people who are protesting even admit that the store managers didn't think the noose was proper. They cut it down. They did everything they could possibly do, but that's still not good enough. They want somehow Home Depot to be held responsible. So they're pushing this ludicrous narrative. Look, the police said the customer tied the noose. He did it innocently, certainly no racist or racial motivation. He was tying various types of knots, decorative knots. I think it's a little weird, but hey, he said he tied a noose and just left it there with no intent.
Mm-hmm.
The people protesting the Home Depot here are actually demanding to know the identity of the customer now.
And they want
to see him on surveillance tape. So for what purpose? And, I don't know. So they can harass him?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They'll have back for generations on this guy. And every time you see one of these hoaxes, like the one in Georgia, Dan, people then, when something legitimate comes along, just not going to believe it. We're going to all believe we don't believe this happened. Too many hoaxes, too many media, and too many elements. I mean, I have a Macy's story coming up where Macy's has dropped a product because one person complained. But Dan will be listening this Saturday from 3 until 6. I'm going to try the avocado experience. It's a troublesome. Is it a fruit or vegetable?
You know, I don't even ask. I think it's a I would call it a fruit.
Okay. I think it is, too.
I mean, if you're pressuring me, I'm going to say fruit, but it's more of a savory, though.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, thank you, Dan. Enjoy listening to you, too, on the weekends.
All right. Come see us in Delaware. See ya.
All right. Well, if they want to do a remote, we're there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Gaffney here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. All right. You heard what he said about the Delaware beaches. All good points. We've just been having a lot of fun. I still think the Jersey's superior. But you get in at 855-839-1210. Coming up, this Macy's story about plates that they were going to sell. And you're probably going to say, well, why did a couple people complain? Well, I'll explain. And Macy's now has dropped these plates, which I think people might have liked and might even used. It involves fat shaming, I think.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Macy's, I saw this on Twitter today, and it appears to be they only had a couple of complaints. It was trending on Twitter at one point. And yet, with that, they've gotten rid of plates, these plates. So they have these cool plates, and I'll tell you what was written on the plate. I thought this was a brilliant idea. Now, you know, when you develop these, there's research, there's development, there's people to pay. How many plates did they make up? The plates have circles inside the dinnerware, right? And if you eat, this is a portion size thing as far as I can tell. If you're in the inner circle, the very inner circle, small, relatively small portion, then it says that is the skinny gene portion size. You put your food inside there. You can't stack it up like a skyscraper, I guess. It's a joke, too. Then you'll fit into skinny jeans. You go outside that circle, and the next rung would be favorite jeans. Your favorite jeans. Now, it is geared to women. I don't know if they have a dad version of it. If you go outside that second circle, and now you're in a bigger circle, you're not quite filling up the plate. You're taking what I would do, and Dan, I think, might. A normal plate size. You know, you're filling your plate, but it's not bulging at the ends or anything. And it says, mom jeans. Get it? The bigger the portion, you start with mom jeans. Then the next circle is favorite jeans. And then the smaller circle is skinny jeans. And apparently the complaint, oh, my God, you're shaming people. You're telling people stuff that's bad advice, even on their dinnerware. You're going to make them have the inability to eat in a helpful manner, eating disorders and the like, with your plate, just to sell your plates. And even though these were all made up and it has nice coloring, the plate, even though it's a fun thing, I think, a funny thing, and maybe even something that might, you know, give you a little bit of a guideline. Isn't this what nutrition experts talk about? Portion size, right? You know, eat something as big as your fist or don't eat something as big as your fist, not your arm, all those things. Isn't that a standard health tip? So they were having some fun with it. Mom jeans, favorite jeans, skinny jeans. I think that's a nice breakdown. They get people, a woman wanting to know, she tweets at them, I want to start a boycott of you. What is it going to take to have you drop this? And they drop it. Now, we talk about this all the time. These companies say they drop somebody on Fox News, like Tucker Carlson. They don't have a sense that this is an organized campaign by a few people that get the same people all day long sending faxes, emails, social media, whatever. They have no way of not seeing that this is not a big deal. I found this one to be a sign of the times in that I thought this was a funny thing, a cute thing, a conversation piece, relatively cheap dinnerware, I think, that you might want to buy, have some fun with, and maybe even be a little bit of a casual reminder there saying, hey, you know, if you're, do you really want to eat that? Are you full? You're getting into mom jean territory. Is anything wrong with that? Is that fat shaming? This is another of the sensitivities where we're not allowed to go there. Everybody's going to have an eating disorder if they see that. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So, Dan, do you think of any other designations? Now, if it goes outside the mom jeans, you know, they put something scurrilous down there. I don't know what you could put down there of overalls or something, I guess. You know, adjustable belt or something. maybe that's going a little too far. I think it's a cute thing causing a furor because a couple people complain they get rid of the plates.
How about sweatpants only?
Sweatpants only. Did you just think about that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm smart.
Sweatpants. Yeah, sweatpants only is pretty good. That's if you get to the outer edge of the plate and it's dipping off. Sweatpants only. So we need some designations for this plate.
Why do we need to censor products, though? I don't get the whole idea of whatever happened to if you don't like it, just don't buy it.
Right. Like, well, right. And also, how do we get to the fact, I'd love to track with Macy's how much they spent, and now these are all made. They're dropping the line. They may have gotten a few people on Twitter to say, this isn't right, for the reasons I told you. I think it's a good aid. You know, if I had a plate like that in front of me, I might think twice, am I full with this? You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a help. It's not going to make me eat into the skinny jean portion. But portions are a large part of it. It's not just the food. It's the amount. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm looking for somebody who goes, oh, no. We got too much of this going on. You have these women that are starving themselves. They're too thin. Now, right here on the plate, I go to somebody's house for dinner. I see that. I'm triggered. Who is it that triggered by this? Dan's right. Don't buy them. No, these are the people that are out there looking to be outraged, and they think they're doing the world a good turn. They think they're preventing eating disorders. You know, how much are we told about eating disorders where the rest of the world then cannot try to figure out a way? And yet we have this dilemma. We have a lot of fat kids out there, but then we're still hearing about eating disorders. And I think with kids that are overweight, exercise is the thing to do. But this plate is cute. It's innocent. It's fun. And I like Dan's. Sweatpants only. What designation would you put on there? I think they captured it pretty well, though. Skinny jeans, favorite jeans, mom jeans. That's not hurtful, is it? Sweatpants only. Now we're starting to get into where it might be a little bit more out there, okay? But, you know, not much. Sweatpants only, I think, should be fine. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210, and you're on board. Now, the big story of the day, still, thanks to the genius of President Trump. Here's what I wanted to tell you. The Washington Examiner is making some news today, and you're going to hear this, and we should talk about it. I don't think they're right, but the Washington Examiner is a conservative newspaper. There's no doubt about that. Trust me on that, if you don't read it online or whatever. Even up on Drudge, he's had for the last, 8 to 10 hours in the center box, and Drudge is a big player here. Paper, Washington Examiner. Trump, no new wall at all. They allege that President Trump has not gotten even a mile built of a new border wall. Not even a mile. Now, that may or may be accurate, depending upon how you look at it. But you know where this goes. The Washington Examiner and others are trying to say, and people are tweeting this, if he doesn't get some new border wall built by the election cycle, then Trump supporters are going to be disgruntled. They're either not going to vote or they're going to vote against him. I think that is so long past. I think people are understanding the savagery of the attacks to stop the building of that wall. Oh, he promised, though. He promised. Yeah, I think he's fighting tooth and nail on illegal immigration. Look at the heat he's taken by the clampdown of this. So do we think Trump has been incompetent, weak on the wall? Or does it tell you how it's going to take another 4 years and he may have to do something really draconian to get this built? That's how fierce it is, and some Republicans too. So 855-839-1210. This story is out there all over the place today. They calculated this. They may be accurate too. They are a conservative newspaper. They're not anti-Trumpers or never Trumpers. No new wall at all. Now, I take this to say how unbelievable this resistance is at several levels. And this is just not something that you're going to do easily. There might be other things we might see in the next few months that he rolls the dice and by executive order starts to try to do something. But you do have courts. You do have all kinds of things. Any move you make, they're determined not to do this. And I think Trump would say, okay, you want the wall, I want the wall. I'm hell-bent to get it built during my second 4 years. You need to reelect me, and you need to reelect in the Senate and in the House Republicans who are truly conservatives and tough on the illegal immigration. That's what you need to do. If you don't, then we're going to be stuck with this problem again and again and again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking plates, can you imagine? You can give me what it should say on your plate. That might be helpful. I'm kind of thinking if I get to that outer edge, you know, and I'm scraping along and it says sweatpants only, you might want to peel back from that.
What has happened in the show the past half hour, Dom? Delaware beaches, avocados, nooses in Home Depot, mom jean plates.
It's all good stuff.
It's great stuff.
and the wall, the fact that people actually believe. Let's see if we can find anybody who's going to say, nope, Trump doesn't have that wall built. How many miles do you have to build? I'm dropping him. I don't see that happening anytime soon. And tip of the hat to Dan, today's parting question at the end of your call, pet peeves of the day. Guy hit my hot button. I might use this. We're going to do our big list tomorrow on this. I could care less. Every time I see that, does it take more effort to say I couldn't care less, which is accurate? Just say that. It just reminds me, my number one pet peeve tomorrow, you know what it's got to be, speaking of articulating. It's Dom. How could you listen all that time and still say Don?
I've heard of
what
Tom,
kind of maniacs
too.
What kind of maniacs do that? Hey, almost every other day I get that.
Ed Holmstrom on Twitter has my favorite Twitter answer so far. He says, the lazy, ignorant, self-centered people who refuse to use turn signals.
Yeah, well, if you don't use turn signals, yep, that's an obvious, that's a good one, without a doubt. Certain bumper stickers on cars could set me off, you know? My kid is an honor student. That might make it into my top 10.
I hate
you know, and then it results in my kid beat up your honor student. You know,
I hate the coexist bumper stickers.
You know what? If you do have a bumper sticker out there and you want to hit us with it quickly, one that sets you, it's too much. By the way, we went to the deck at the Golden Nugget on Saturday, and the marina there is beautiful. If you haven't been, I would encourage it. They have music there, drink, and the number of boats. These were like, I bet the speed of some of these things, they weren't yachts. They were like mini yachts. I'd say about a third of them had Trump 2020 flags on them. And I don't know if that incites people to see a whole armada of fancy boats in the marina with Trump 2020 flags on them. It's everywhere. I mean, are we going to see the squad? I don't see. Is there any? We'll have to check, Dan, and see. Is there any squad merchandise out there? Have they put out anything, you know, that says I'm a member of the squad coffee mugs? Probably. It's only a matter of time, right? I'm surprised AOC doesn't have any of that up. Everybody wants to be a member of the squad now. All right, let's try Earl in Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, D-O-M.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, that annoys me, too, when I hear them call you Don. I'm going to call you Donald.
Donald would be better.
I did read the article, and they did build 700 miles of old fencing. Now,
right.
my consideration is the reason that fence was there in the first place is because that's where it's easy to cross. There's going to be a fence where you're going to walk out of a bar in Tijuana and try and walk across the street to America. There's a fence. They're not going to have a fence in 5,000 square miles of impassable desert where there are no towns.
Yeah,
no roads,
look,
no water.
I agree with all that. You're putting in context. But Washington Examiner is not a never-Trumper. I think it's a fair point. But my point would be, I will be amazed if even 0.1% would so hold it against Trump, they wouldn't be enthusiastic to come out and vote. I'd be really surprised at that.
I've read the trolls complaining about there's no new fencing, but I mean, you have to deal with eminent domain. You have to deal with putting a fence.
I'll give you the other side of the argument. They will say, but he promised, he got up there, he boldly said it. And my argument is twofold. One, we know that. But two, the resistance to this, the things you're bringing up, is beyond belief, including with Republicans. And two, you're really going to be a sorehead and stay at home with what the stakes are over this.
I'm going to let it ride. I would prefer fresh fence to new fence. If he can refresh the old fence, I'm happy with that. An effort was made.
Well, look, his effort, though, here's the tell, his effort on the rest of illegal immigration is unbelievable how much they're drilling down on that and pushing back on it.
That's true. I mean, they are coming in faster and faster, but the reason that more of them are coming in now is because they know the fence is going to come up and it's going to be harder and harder. That's why we're finding all these dead people in the desert, because they're coming into the impassable areas that no one in their right mind 20 years ago would ever walk through.
Right. I'd give him an A-minus then overall, at least an A-minus, maybe even teetering toward an A. Can't say A-plus until we get more of the wall. But everything figured in, I think this is a massive effort to stop this.
Right. And an effort has been made. You know, I will go with that. And,
all right. What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is people who leave their shopping carts in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Just ready to ding you. Nicely played, Earl. Yeah, you know, when you take this into account, when it comes to illegal immigration, Trump is still close to an A, simply because the efforts on so many fronts in so many different ways and the heat that you take politically on this is incredible. But I do think it's true. We haven't been able to break. Now, they say nothing. And again, I don't think the Washington Examiner is anti-Trump. This is being touted all over the place. You're going to hear it. So what are Democrats going to do? They would be minus. They're going to knock it down. I think this has been a full-court press, an all-out effort. The only thing, and even legally, I don't know that anybody knows, is executive action on something, but I don't know that that will work. So 855-839-1210. I don't think Trump support. I think more, though. Tell me, if never called before, you're sitting there. We're going to start to see countdown clocks to election day, like 6 months out, with people wanting to be the first in line to vote that day. They can't wait. They're pent up more this time. It was a surprise the last time. Let's face it. That surge at the end was a bit of a surprise. I'm not saying no one saw it coming. There were signs, the yard signs and all the rest. Do you still see the Trump yard signs out there? They're a barometer. And just the merch. Look at the straws. Look at trolling with those straws with Trump on them, the plastic straw. This guy that is now, he was the social media guy the last time. He's a campaign manager, Pascrell. I'd love to get him on, Dan. He was having the experience in an airport of having to use a paper straw and it falling all over the place and all. And he said, you know what? We're going to put this up on the Trump merchandise. We're going to put Trump on it. I think it's Trump 2020. And we're going to sell straws that hold up. And my goodness, they've sold out again and again and again. I just think there's massive enthusiasm out there. I don't think it's dampened. I think people are spoiling to get this on even more than the first time. They look at how far left, not just the presidential candidates are, but the squad. They look at any number of issues day to day that are going on. And I don't think they're disappointed. They're revved up. Are you one of them? You know, whatever around the edges, whatever things, and the wall is a centerpiece. True. Look at the fights over how many things have opened up that have been sore points. Look at how many fronts Trump is fighting on. It's incredible. And the straw thing is just a most recent example. 855-839-1210. You get in. And the fence... Yeah, you can say all you want. Yes, they have remodeled. They have rebuilt parts of it that was falling down or not good. That's good. There really hasn't been added to. And the reason is just take a look at the hurdles to get through with this. So do you hold that against Trump? I'd love to hear your rationale if you do. There are people out there saying, oh, man, if this is not resolved, I've seen it on Twitter today, and they appear to be Trump support. I'm not buying that. The choice couldn't be clearer. Trump versus somebody to the farthest left. You're going to stay at home. You know what? If you stay at home during this next election cycle, then you don't care about America. How do you like that? I got it said. You don't care about America if you stay at home. I don't think you care about America if you stayed home, even with Mitt Romney, as tepid as it was at times. You stayed home. There were 5 million voters like you were Romney supporters in key states and allowed Barack Obama to get another 4 years. You really don't care about America. If you sit out this election cycle, in what universe could you say you care about America? How is that possible that you can maintain that? What's it going to take to show up and vote?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, an update on our Twitter poll. And remember, you can get on board at Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, getting a lot of action. It's my Twitter handle. There we asked about the heat wave. It's a little bit today, but mainly Saturday and Sunday. And a guy who is skeptical, so we say, of global warming, as there are about 85-86% of listeners, said, yeah, I'll believe it when the banks stop giving out 30-year loans for homes that are on the Jersey Shore, and I think he means particularly close to the Jersey Shore. You know how you're told there'll be fish going through the I had a woman at an event. We have that in our archives there somewhere, Dan, screaming at me about we were on 9 stories of a building or something. The water was going to be that high in 5 years. Why were we doing this conference with this guy who differed with her? It was nuts. Yeah, and what set me off is I told her, you know what, that's it, and I tried to engage her. When she said, if you want to say, hey, it's real and you guys are morons, that's one thing. But she called me a climate denier. Now, you know, poaching that language from Holocaust denier, that is really gone over the line. But, you know, I've seen these people up close. Rather than debating the policy and whether this has anything to do with it, fine. Not this type of approach. All right, let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Susan's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Well, a couple of things. My pet peeve are people that leave their screaming kids in the shopping cart in the middle of the aisle, and it's like they don't hear it and they expect you to take care of the kids. And I am a Trump supporter. I actually got a sticker this year, but I got a magnetic one so I can take it off when I'm not in the car, because when I had an anyone but Hillary on, someone took an X-Acto knife across the whole back of my bumper. So I'm not.
Okay, well, how do you rebut the paper? And look, trust me on this. You know, I don't think they're never Trumpers or anti-Trump. I think they're factually right. But I don't see this dissipating support for Trump in the slightest.
No, no. And when I talk to people, I mean, they talk quietly. I'll give them that. And it's like, oh, yeah, we like Trump, too. So and I wanted to just say that Cape Henlopen is a beautiful beach. And you have the added benefit of, like, around 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, the dolphins are off, like, a couple hundred feet right there. You can watch them playing and going around. And they're great places to drive your vehicle on the beach, so it's kind of cool.
Is that's where the ship comes in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you, Susan, like it's only you and me. I had to take that thing because of Roe last year when we were down here at the shore. I would not recommend that trip from Cape May to Cape Henlopen or wherever they take you. I would not recommend it.
No, I didn't take it. I drove. I agree with you. Yeah. No,
absolutely.
But the dolphins were playing, and it was beautiful.
All righty, thanks for that recommendation. I would not say it. Roe's not listening now, Dan, so we can get away with that. I noticed, you know, you're going on a trip scenically across the bay, that trip from Cape May to wherever the other shore point is, and like half the people on the ship are just around the bar, like they're in a bar in this, you know, on land. That's all they were doing. You know, I don't know how you can consume that much alcohol. You're supposed to be there on the ship enjoying walking around.
Not a fan of the cruise, huh?
No, not that cruise. I am a fan of cruises. I love cruises. Yes, love to go on a cruise again with station listeners. We've been to Alaska, which was 70 degrees that time of year. We've been to Hawaii, which was better, of course. And haven't done a European one yet.
Well,
that would be great.
Next time you do a cruise, I'm coming.
Okay, I love the cruise. I love the various chow line, different parts of the day and all that stuff you can do on a cruise. Absolutely. Let's me go to Gary in New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Long-time listener, Dom.
Well, thank you, Gary, very much. And you got Dom, not Don. You're flying through. Dom. Thank you.
Dom, right.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that me and so many of my friends, my family, we are 1,000% more amped up this time around. And it's a result of the 24/7 harassment of this president. Gets no credit for anything he does. And it's just got us. We can't wait to vote. And I want to volunteer. And I was never involved in politics before, never cared about it. And now I am just so, and my friends too.
My tip would be for you then, you might want to contact the people in PA. In Jersey, you know, Trump can't win. No one can win New Jersey and head on that side. But
yeah. They
are assembling an army of volunteers, Gary. I have to tell you, I'm not puffing here with the RNC. I got some of the stats over the weekend. It is incredible. So what we're going to see in this election is the charisma of Trump, but the infrastructure is going to be here. The last time around, the infrastructure was sketchy. He was flying by the seat of his pants. You put those two things together, and that is going to be dynamic. But what do you say to those who say he hasn't delivered on the wall?
He's getting so much resistance from everywhere, and I think he's doing as much as he can right now. What we need is to win the House back, and hopefully some things could be done then. Give him a second chance.
Yeah, look, I would agree with you. And the tell is, look at every other level of pushing back against immigration. It's like pushing against a tidal wave constantly. But I see signs that we're winning. Wages are going up for Americans that are here legally because there's been enormous progress in pushing back against that. What's your pet peeve?
The whole Mueller thing, that's probably number one, that whole disgusting waste of time and money.
Right.
Waste of time and money, and now they're going to have this hearing on Wednesday. It's just never ending. It's tiring.
It is not. That's a part of it. Thanks for that call, and I do hope you'll volunteer. I would say do it in Pennsylvania versus Jersey, where you might be able to make more of a difference. All right? There are other races in Jersey. I get it. But by the way, we're going to have a guy on tomorrow as one of the authors of this bill that wants to ban, I'm going to read it carefully, people touting the boycott, divest, and sanction against Israel. Now, I'm in that camp, but I don't want to boycott their speech. I want to hear them. I welcome them. I want to hear them from the rooftops. This way we can identify every bigot out there, and most of them are on the left. Yeah, that's where they are. We want to hear them.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.